Thanks for joining us after that one, Carl. It was a very good opening to the game for Manchester United, but then Kidderminster turned the screw more and more, didn't they?
Yeah, I think we probably shaded the first half. Definitely the first 25 minutes of the game, and then conceded again off a poor goal for us in respect to we'd got a little bit too deep, the midfielder got too deep and allowed them a chance to put a cross in. And when you've got players with the quality Dan Bradley's got, they don't disappoint. So yeah, and then second half they've adapted and changed it a little bit, and I thought that, you know, I've just said to the lads in there, you've been beat by a better team on the day, and that's what full time football and Kidderminster has been to the party.
One of the things we've been talking about, you and me, throughout pre-season and in the game so far, is the mistakes that are being made. Is there anything we could do to rectify it?
Yeah, keep working, keep analysing, keep being honest, and you know that's what we've got in there. Lads who, if they do make a mistake, they hold their hands up. Everyone makes them. You know, you make them in your job
more times than not.
Yeah, you know. So, and there's also an element of luck involved in every football match. You know, on another day, the winning goal that they've scored, it's just fell right to the lad for the tapping. Whereas we have that good play where James Hooper's had a shot. He's been spilled by the keeper, and Jason Gilchrist, somehow the keeper saved it.
Yeah,
it's gone over the bar.
Yeah,
another day that doesn't happen. And we're 2-1, and they've got to change again to try and get back in the game.
Now, speaking of changes, you made a couple today. You brought in Matty Hughes. Talking about pre-season, it looked like it was going to be Matty Hughes and Fag Bowler. What's your thinking? Just dropping Matt Hughes straight in, were you happy? Because he looked like he was going to get his second yellow at one point, wasn't he?
I think the referee was a bit harsh in the first booking, you know, for three minutes in, and he branches a yellow card, which, you know, obviously it was a foul. He was committed to go and win the ball, but I think the referee should have showed a little bit more leniency in that respect. And Matty brings lots of things to the party. You know, he's talking, he's organisation and things like that. So yeah, that was the thinking behind it.
And brought James Hooper in as well. What's the thinking behind James Hooper coming?
He's available. We saw him last year, how you know, good a player he is. So just need to work on his fitness with him and get him up to speed. But you know, he's another one who brings plenty to the party.
Now that also left you with some dilemmas with regards to substitutes bench, and the squad's already quite beefy. Obviously, you know, Sam Baird not in the substitutes bench, Michael Jones, Kieran Glynn, and Jake Williams having to go to Buxton. How are you juggling all this results on the pitch with youth side of things?
Yeah, trying to get the right kind of blend. I think you know, early season, it's difficult. It's difficult for young players to get into games. You know, Mike, I think that was shown. You know, with Mike starting at Brackley, and you know, just looking at not so much off the pace, because it is going to come with when their development. Kieran's missed. He's probably had two training sessions in the whole of pre-season. So, you know, I think we saw it again the other night when we put Kieran on. He looks a bit off the pace, and he's thinking. And you know, we've had a chat with him about him getting up to speed. And Sam Baird, you know, has probably been a little bit unfortunate, but we decided we'd you know, go with a balance of a left-footed centre-back with Zach. And Sam will come again. He's, you know, they're all there. They're all in our thinking, and we've got plans for all of them.
And heading off then to Southport, it's Southport proving to be quite capable this season. The first few games, certainly. Today you brought on Lingfield and Tom Greaves. Are you heading towards that kind of more experience getting?
I haven't.
Or no?
No, I haven't. Jason Gilchrist scored 2-2, so you know, so I've not really given any thought to it, to be honest.
And Richie Baker going off with a bit of a knock.
Yeah,
how are we looking with injuries and stuff?
Just Richie's knee, so we'll have to see. There's a couple of carrying little niggles, but nothing major.
Well, Carl, thanks for joining us, mate.
Cheers, Ben.